You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Jeff Powers and his self-titled release. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter and guitarist Jeff Powers and his self-titled release. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff regarding his new release, which he recorded with the band Los Blancos, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, here is Jeff Powers with 13 seconds, 67 shots.
From the Victory Bell over Blanket Hill, no one closer than a football field, but close enough to hell.
Just a fool's land, like on the blind,
From his self-titled release, that was Jeff Powers with 13 Seconds, 67 Shots. Visit Jeff at his official website, www.jeffpowers.net. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff regarding his new release and working with the band Los Blancos, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that you've got here, and now that it's out there for people to listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
Well, I really like it. It's nothing like I planned on. You know, I got a friend's band to back me on it, and I originally thought it would be more acoustic. So, you know, just acoustic and lighter instruments, but they're kind of a blues, rock and blues band, Los Blancos. Actually an excellent band. So I was kind of surprised how everything sounds, but I also love it, you know. And I like all the songs I put on it, all of them. Wanted to put a couple more on, actually, but ran out of time. And money.
Well, it sounds like a pleasant enough surprise to, you know, go from thinking you're only going to do an acoustic album, then having, bam, having a full band there. So that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And I have interviewed Los Blancos years ago, so I know what you're talking about. So, you know, good score there.
Yeah, no, they're a great band. I just they're friends of mine from way back. A friend of mine named Jose Alvarez, or actually, he was a student of mine in Mexico, moved up to Syracuse, and they started that band. So he's not in it anymore, but we're all friends. But it was an interesting experience.
Fantastic. And talk about how you were able to rope the guys into, you know, into recording with you this time.
Well, like I said, Jose had moved when he was a teenager up to Syracuse, and I was kind of stuck in Mexico. He bought me a plane ticket to get out, and then I lived there with him for a while and met these guys, or half of these guys, like Colin Aberdeen and Steve Winston, the bass player. And so I've known them and jammed with them at open mics or at their gigs, really. I'll go up to Syracuse now and then, get up and jam with them. And I just thought, and I have all these songs I've been wanting to record, so I'm going to ask them if they'd back me up on it. So they just said, sure.
I see. And have there been any reactions to this CD that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
Well, I haven't really promoted a lot yet. The reactions are good, but I think people are used to me playing more hard rock blues. So they're surprised I'm doing, like, you know, I would call them ballads, you know.
Right.
I'm playing mostly acoustic on it, and I didn't do non-ending solos like my other CDs where I'd have, like, a 10-minute slow blues or something, and which I like this more, actually. The thing is, it's going to be hard to represent. I have to put a different band together. I'm doing that now because Los Blancos won't be available for many gigs.
Right, that's right. Yeah. You got to get another band to do the live stuff and all that.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
No. It's not that easy to keep three, four guys on the same page, you know. So, but it's sounding good right now. So, and the other thing is I like playing solo and in duos, so I don't mind, you know, going out and playing these songs myself. I like finger picking and playing slide. I could change up the arrangements for that.
And how long did it take you guys to be in the studio and all that?
Well, that was quick. 3 days, we did all the songs. They didn't play on every single one. 3 days, I had to show it to them. I showed one song at a time, and then we'd record it. One song at a time. And then it was a lot of hours with the engineer later, who played bass on some of the songs too, Mick Walker, a really great musician himself. So it was more me putting tracks on later. You know, I just played scratch tracks while they laid down their grooves. And then I have to come back on and redo my guitar part a little nicer.
I see.
Yeah. It's a good way to record, actually, because then you get a live feel. I'm not singing, though. You know, I might be whispering into the mic, here comes the bridge. And next time, you know, the next time through, then I have to actually nail it to whatever they played. So,
nice.
Otherwise, it could be really square if you start with a click track and and layer one thing on at a time.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Okay, well, I mean, it's, since I was really young, my father bought a guitar for me when I was about eight, and he took lessons for a couple weeks just to get me to jump on it. But he'd always play guitar records for me, but more like Wes Montgomery, and he loved classical, so I grew up listening to John Williams, Segovia, and all that. And I really liked the guitar, but then when I got a little older, I heard Jimi Hendrix, and that's what made me want to play. And little by little, I found my way more toward blues. You know, I just was always attracted to the blues sound. But, you know, it was a long process. You know, I even took some jazz lessons when I was young, didn't care about that much. And I went to school for classical guitar. I have a degree in classical guitar performance. But then I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan play, and I threw that out the window and started playing blues and writing songs. So it was kind of a roundabout way of getting where I'm at. But, you know, at one point I was actually a professional classical guitar player and teacher, which is a whole different place than blues and writing songs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tired out of it, though. Not that I love classical music, but it's just tough, the long hours of practice, you know, 5-8 hours a day just to play a recital where three people show up.
Yeah, it's a real discipline.
Yeah, you're always in your room by yourself, which I wouldn't mind, but I wasn't created, you know, writing music. If I'm writing music, I feel great, you know, but, you know, going over scales and finger exercises just so I can play Bach or something.
Oh, I know, and those the picking is a lot different, you know, it's all four fingers. It's like, me, I just use a pick, but...
I could still do that classical technique. It's just rusty. If I wanted to play Bach, I'd have to woodshed for weeks just to get the fingers moving, let alone the memory. But, you know, there's a huge pressure to playing like that level, and the nerves got to me. I didn't enjoy it after a while. And playing in a band, you know, I feel free, you know. I don't worry about the details like you would in a classical performance. Not that I like messing up, but it fits my nature better to write music and improvise and stuff.
I see. And at what point did the songwriting begin for you? Was it right after listening to Hendrix, or
I probably thought I was writing songs that, you know, probably really wasn't, you know. I was quite a bit older, you know, out of high school, and I lived next door to this guy who started playing records and said, man, you should learn some classical guitar, you know, get your chops together. So as soon as I picked up the classical guitar, I don't know why, I just started writing songs and realized it just came natural. But then I went a real roundabout way. First, I had to become a professional classical guitarist before I felt comfortable performing my songs. That was really kind of roundabout way. And but I've been writing songs on and off over the years, and now that's what I do all the time. Every day I wake up, pretty much try to write a song.
Visit Jeff at his official website, www.jeffpowers.net. From his self-titled CD, here is Jeff Powers with Longest Train Long Gone.
The sun went down over the railroad yard, the longest train I ever seen. I sat there for a long, long time, watch it take away my dream. And now she's long gone, on the longest train I ever seen. And she's long gone, in a boxcar. I watched my lady ride, and now she's long gone. have done this, I should have done that. Got down on my knees. Now I'm standing at the railroad yard, feeling like a bad seed. And now she's long gone on the longest train.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired is proud to present the rockwire.com Artist of the Month, Another Lost Year, and their forthcoming CD, Better Days, available August 14th through Megaforce Records. Featuring the electrifying lead single, War on the Inside, the debut release from Another Lost Year is another release you've got to get your hands on.
This is where it collides. All these voices calling my...
Better Days, the forthcoming release from Another Lost Year, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.anotherlostyear.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Jeff Powers and his self-titled release. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff regarding this CD and his work with Los Blancos, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
When I first started, I would say, I just grabbed the guitar, opened my mouth, and started playing. And what came out, came out. But now I like, because that kind of put me in a spot where some of the melodies were too simple that way and hard, or rhythmically hard to develop the lyrics. So I usually write lyrics first. I need to read a lot of poetry, like the beat poetry is what gets me going, and or just some heavier books like philosophy or psychology. Not that I'm trying to become, you know, or any expert at that. I just like, it stimulates ideas, and then I start writing songs, lyrics at least. And then I just sit down, and I don't know, I look at the lyrics, and something happens. I don't know what. It's hard to explain that. But I don't let anything get in the way of, you know, I don't get writer's block, because there's a million ways to start. I could take a newspaper and start singing it out loud while I'm playing the guitar, and something will happen.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album stand out for you the most, and why?
Well, because anger fuels a lot of my my life, I don't know. I would say, you know, the political things, which they're maybe dated, but on the 40th anniversary of that Kent State massacre, I read a nice article, and it just got me angry again about the, you know, students that were killed and nobody's gone to court or anything, you know. And so I wrote a song about that, 13 seconds, 67 shots. On 9/11, when the terrorist attack happened, I wrote that the song, Tall Buildings. And there's several others. And then I also like love ballads, but they're usually, you know, more tortured or confused feelings, not, you know, I love you, you love me type. So, and I like humorous songs too, though I would say there's no humorous songs on the CD, you know. So, but I would say not necessarily political, but something that makes me angry or frustrated, I'll get me writing.
I see.
I don't know if that's a good place to be, but for some reason, I think I like John Lennon so much when he was as a solo artist, and he used that a lot in his few albums that he did after the Beatles, and that affected me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you never. I think that's actually a good place to be as a songwriter. I mean, it would be really frightening to hear, you know, how exuberantly happy one was in song. You know,
not true. you know, once in a while, I think I better try to write something more positive, but then I can't. You know.
Yeah.
One time I did write something like "The Sun Is Coming Out" or something. It was actually quite nice, but it's a ditty. You know, but usually it's about something that really pushes buttons on me, or it could be humor too. But in relationships, like I said, most people aren't cartoonish. You know, they their feelings are more, you know, conflicted than just like "I love you" type feelings. So I write about those a lot.
You see. And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
One of the reviews I got said it's a definite good listen, especially if you like to go to a deeper place. Not that I'm so deep, but I mean, that's what fuels my songs, you know. It's not about entertainment only, though that I guess that's a funny word, because the things that entertain me are like Neil Young or Deep Blues, or, I mean, Neil Young, like his acoustic things, he had really great lyrics, and Dylan. So I hope they see that I'm also versatile, though I put a lot of years into it, that I can, you know, jam on the guitar, but more important are the songs, you know, the lyrics and the melodies. And I think I have a knack for writing songs. That's it. I'm not going to be the next Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I can jam pretty good. Just didn't use a lot of it on this album.
Visit Jeff at his official website, www.jeffpowers.net. From his self-titled release, here is Jeff Powers once more with Gypsy Girl.
She shaved her head, you know, wrapped a bandana halo, put Saturn's rings through her nose, wears a jean jacket like a samurai robe. She give it away every day, tear us all out on the stage. A virgin heart's never been tamed, she don't even know my name. Gypsy girl, you got my vote, 'cause you play your heart out, you're all about soul. Some people get you, others don't, 'cause you're taking chances, living for now. Gypsy girl, you know you are the most. She write poetry all day, hang out in a cafe, fights wars on an ink-stained page, plays the guitar like she's Chris. Bet it's not the only thing she shares. Been tattooed like a maze, piercing pride in every part. She really is far out. Gypsy girl, you got my vote, 'cause you play your heart out, you're all about soul. Some people get you, others don't, 'cause you're taking chances, living bold. Now gypsy girl, water pop, only her celestial thoughts, inner visions dancing free through her rainbow dream. Angel wing lovers intertwined in the night, she labors by electric candlelight, discovered songs from the other side, she really blows my mind. Gypsy girl, you got my vote, 'cause you play your heart out, you're all about soul. Some people get you, others don't, 'cause you're taking chances, living bold now. Gypsy girl, you know you are the most.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Jeff Powers for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.